Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for the beauty of the written word, the word that you've made available to us to look into, to wake up to the beauty of what's available for us. And so we thank you for the letter of Ephesians, and thank you for this week as we're going through Ephesians 2. Thank you, Lord, for just enlightening our hearts and our eyes so that we can see the hope of our calling and know the greatness of your power towards us, your church, your called out ones, to be a part of you, a part of the family, and a part of the plan to bring about eternity on earth as it is in heaven, your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name, Lord. And also to save, draw people out of the darkness, the deception, the lies of Satan into your wonderful kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. It's Ephesians 2 from verses 1-3. And we're coming now from the heights, the beauty of what we have seen in Ephesians 1. And just in these three verses, it summarizes how we were taken hold of by the devil, by his spirit, by his deception, and making us carnal and then just busy with the wrong things. But praise God, we were alive. So this is just touching. And that's why it starts up. You were once, you no longer. Ephesians 1 speaks about grace and peace. So you got peace with God, you got peace with yourself, and you got peace with your neighbor. Why? Because God has given that which was in heaven for us, what he predestined us to have, being holy and blameless in Christ, has now been restored to us. And it all came when we heard the gospel. So that's the things we've got to share, guys. The goodness of God that has moved on our behalf, that has lifted us up to be seated with him, to be ruling and reigning with him. And that is what we need to share, to give answers for the problem, light for the darkness, blessings for the curses. So here we're just going quickly into three verses that's just going to point out where we were when we were lost in our thinking, in our attitudes, in our actions. We're reading from the RSV, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1-3.
And you he made alive, when you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind. And so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is where we came out of, Lord. But I thank you, Father God, for your gospel, Father God. And we heard your gospel, we believed your gospel, Father God, and you moved, and Father God, to bring about your power in our life. Thank you, Father God, that we haven't got a form of godliness, but we partake of godliness through the power, Father God, through your spirit, through your great love, Father God. And thank you, Lord, that we can, that you just keep us every day in this wonderful love, Father God, so that we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.